Our Lord and God, we are so privileged to come before you in prayer, and we thank you for that gift, that ability to reach out to you because of the gift of your Son and the fact that through him we have justification and peace with you. And we appreciate that and thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for the opportunity to gather tonight and to sing to you and to encourage one another through our singing. We just pray that we might do it with good hearts and minds, and that it will be pleasing to you. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please take your hymnals and turn to 514. Number 514, Singing Redemption Song. Angels are singing redemption's sweet song. Wonderful theme, glorious theme, shout the glad message and join in the throng, singing redemption song. Sing the sweet story, redemption sweet song, over and over the chorus. Rest prolong, shout the glad message and join with a throng. Ever we'll sing praise to the King, singing redemption song. Over and over the melody ring. Wonderful theme, glorious theme, heaven resounds with the tribute they bring, singing redemption song. Sing the sweet story, redemption sweet song, over and over the chorus prolong, shout the glad message and join with the throng. Ever we'll sing praise to the King, singing redemption song. Joy beyond measure awaits us up there. Wonderful theme, glorious theme, soon we shall join with the angels up there, singing redemption song. Sing the glad story, redemption sweet song. Over and over the chorus prolong, shout the glad message and join with the throng. Ever we'll sing praise to the King, singing redemption song. Number 271, Near to the Heart of God. There is a place of quiet rest near to to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. Place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God, a place where we are safe, your meat, near to the heart of God. Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of full release, near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. Number 336. I believe I've led this a few times here. I know it's to some it's not familiar, but you might remember it once we get started. 336, the only way. Would you be freed from your burden of sin? Hear the sweet whisper of pardon within. Would you this moment a new life begin? This is the only way. Come to the cross of the Son of God. Trust in the power of His saving blood. Walk in the path where His feet once trod. This is the only way. Would you have light that no clouds can obscure? Would you have joys that are fadeless and pure? Would you have help that is mighty and true? This is the only way. Come to the cross of the Son of God. Trust in the power of His saving blood. Walk in the path where His feet once trod. This is the only way. Would you find rest in a blessed retreat? Rest undisturbed by the tempest that be. Would you be ready the judgment to meet? This is the only way. Come to the cross of the Son of God. Trust in the power of His saving blood. Walk in the path where His feet once trod. This is the only way. Before the serving of the Lord's Supper, we're going to sing number 164. And then the Lord's Supper will be served to those who wish to partake. 164. The depth of God's love. Oh, the depths and the riches of God's saving grace, flowing boundless and pure in me. There the death of my sin by my Savior was paid, in His suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid, in His suffering on Calvary. How my heart humbly bows in His presence today, when I think of His agony. By His stripes I am freed from the bondage of sin, through His suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt of His sins was all paid, in His suffering on Calvary. Oh, what marvelous mercy, what infinite love, what immeasurable grace I see. By His blood I am cleansed, I am happy and free, through His suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, sinful and free. His suffering on Calvary.
Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we live each day thankful that Your Son loved us so much that He was willing to die on the cross. We surround this table at this time as we have instruction from Your Word, that we remember that sacrifice, that we worship You and worship our Savior in this way, and that we honor Him and are thankful for the hope that we have through his death and through his resurrection. We ask that as we partake of this bread that you would be with us to remember that agony that he suffered on the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May we see your hands, please.
Pray. Oh, Holy Father in heaven, we're thankful for this fruit of the vine that we can partake of and visualize the suffering of our Savior, who was so willing to literally be tortured to death, all because of your love and his love for us. May those partaking of this think about these things, and they may enjoy the blessings that we're to experience from this activity. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am going to a city where the thread with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. We'll be free from all temptations where the road is never fade. If they bloom but for a season, through their beauty is decayed.
Number 144. My faith looks up to thee. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my sins away.
As we were reminded by my wife this afternoon, this evening, if I did my homework assignment that Kelly gave us to think about what we can do to say to invite people to Christ and how we reach that conversation. And just getting together and singing with you made me realize that we are given the way to do that many, many times when we come together and sing songs of praises to God. Because many of these songs actually give in common words the invitation that our Lord extends to each one of us. And one of those songs that we sing is found on 383, called Whispering Hope. Let's sing that one, number 383. And let's see if it proves itself to be a way that we could teach our neighbors about the glorious blessings found in Jesus Christ.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion, whisper her comforting word. Till the darkness is over, wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow, after the shower is gone. Whispering hope, oh how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice. Hope as an anchor so steadfast rends the dark veil for the soul. Whither the Master has entered, robbing the grave of its gold. Come glad fruition, come to my sad weary heart. Come, O the blessed hope of glory, never, O never depart. Whispering hope, oh how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice.
Okay, I'll concede that we very rarely say something like, come then, O come glad fruition, come to sadden my weary heart. But as you think of the meaning of those words, could you put it in your own words to someone? And when you do so, could you do it softly and tenderly as an angel? Let's try 158, nailed to the cross. This may be a little bit easier to apply to the question that Kelly posed this morning. 158, nailed to the cross. We'll do the first and last verse also, please.
to me. There was one who was willing to die in my stead, that a soul so unworthy might live. And the path to the cross he was willing to tread, all the sins of my life to forgive. They are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, but he carried my sin with him there. I will cling to my Savior and never depart. I will joyfully journey each day. With a song on my lips and a song in my heart, that my sins have been taken away. They are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, but he carried my sins with him there.
Was it easier to express the sentiment in the third verse? I will cling to my Savior and never depart. I will joyfully journey each day with a song on my lips and a song in my heart that my sins have been taken away. And then crying from the heart, crying from the soul, you could tell someone, they are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. How much he was willing to bear. Possibly we could talk to our friends that way. Number 257. Let's try that song. 257. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear, and drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. To manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest, and to the weary rest. Weak is the effort of my heart and cold my warmest thought. But when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I art. I'll praise thee as I art. Till then I would thy love proclaim with every fleet. fainting breath. And may the music of thy name refresh my soul in death. Refresh my soul in death.
Perhaps if we find it hard to put into words how to express our thoughts about Jesus to our neighbor, just invite them over to a singing.
Well, I'm going to give up one of my songs time to give you time to turn and talk to a pew mate or a pew friend. Answer the question to them. If a friend or a neighbor or someone you know asked you, why do I need to be saved and what does the Bible say I need to do about it, what could you say concisely and in words that they would understand, not necessarily words that we use to describe spiritual matters. So let's take about 5 minutes and turn and talk about that.
Well, thank you for stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit and talking to each other about these things. Hopefully, God will give us an opportunity this week to talk to other people about these things, our friends and our families. Let's sing number 20, on page number 26 in the small red book, My Lord's Enduring Love. Number 26.
Doso mi, the long load of life provides many a turn. Some I should take and some I should spurn. God's love has reserved His true word as my guide. His way is the path I must find. Lord, You are my strength and You are my song. Your love is enduring as life moves along. You become my salvation through Jesus, Your Son. And I thank You as I journey on. Each day as I travel surrounded by sin, I pray that the battles I wage I will win. With the help of my Lord, with His care and concern, I am able to live and to learn. Lord, You are my strength and You are my song. Your love is enduring as life moves along. You become my salvation through Jesus, Your Son. And I thank You as I journey on. The goal of my walk becomes clear straight ahead. Heaven to reach as onward I am led. Though at times I still struggle to live life anew, God's enduring love leads me through. Lord, You are my strength and You are my song. Your love is enduring as life moves along. You become my salvation through Jesus, Your Son. And I thank You as I journey on.
our red supplement again to page number 10. Page number 10. How deep the Father's love. Following this song, we'll have a message from Brother Jeff Putterbaugh. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring millions to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I bear my mocking voice, call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. Know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gift, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. After the lesson, we'll sing number 72 in the other supplement, Hilltops of Glory.
Many times in life we have events that cause us to reassess our life and reassess what's going on in our life and reassess our focus. Recently for me, it's been that same thing. I've looked at things that, you know, I've considered myself that I've been very fortunate that I've been employed for 30 years with the same employer. I've been married for 32 years to the same wife. I'm blessed to have her. I have three children that are mean a great deal to me. But there are things that we need to consider. Our family, our friends, especially our Christian family, our Christian friends. Steve's been talking with us over the last several weeks about praise. pray, read, attend, invite, serve, and encourage. It just seems that when life overwhelms us, we lose our sense of direction. We lose our focus. We lose our focus on what this life is really about. It's really about serving God. It's really about Him being the center of our universe, the center of our world. But it also brings to mind that God wants us to be humble. He wants us to be honest. He wants us to be upstanding. He wants us to be models. He wants us to be benevolent. He wants us to be loyal. And He wants us to be empathizing. This morning, Kelly and I were talking with Vicki Smay. And Kevin is having some challenges with his treatments. I don't know all the details. I just know that when you look at Vicki, you can see worry. You can see concern. You can see love. You can see mercy. You can see kindness. But we also see that need on our part to be honest, upstanding, models, benevolent, loyal, and empathizing. It's hard for us sometimes to look back at people and say, okay, they have this illness, they have this difficulty, they have this challenge, and to say, you know, they're dealing with it, they're working through it, it's okay. But do we really know that it's okay? God wants us to act as a family. God says, I want you to feel that pain when another feels that pain. I want you to feel that. I want you to be a part of it. I want you to realize that you are a family. When one part hurts, the whole should hurt. Doesn't mean that we become debilitated. No, but it means that we do that which is to help one another and to be the person God wants us to be. I see that Satan is very busy, and he's very good at causing us to not see how blessed we are because of the people that we get to associate with and because of the family that God has created. Recently I saw a sign as I'm walking into work that the sign read, God loved you so much that He sent you the very best. I'm thinking, okay, that's really accurate. God did send us the very best. And He wants us to realize how blessed we are. You know, sometimes we get a song that sticks in our head and we wonder, okay, why is that song here? Why is it stuck in my head? And for me, it's been a song that's in the movie that I've watched several times, but it is White Christmas. But it's a song that Bing Crosby sings, and it's really about worry. And actually, the first part of the song goes, when I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. Now it's a simple phrase, it's a simple thought, it's a simple concern, but it's very true. I know this week has been very stressful for me at work. I've been some challenges at work, which I've never had to really face this type of challenge. It's been difficult, it's been a challenge, but I know that I keep thinking at night when I go to bed, I need to count the blessings of what I have. I need to be thankful for the blessings that I have. And when we think of those simple words of, instead of worrying about trying to count sheep, count my blessings. Count my blessings so that when I fall asleep, I sleep peacefully, I sleep rested, knowing that God cares and that God loves me God had provided for me. We have a similar song in our songbook, Count Your Blessings. It's number 392. And when we sing that song, we sing that with, should be singing it with vigor and with enthusiasm, that I should be counting my blessings of how fortunate I am. But then we think about those who don't have that relationship with God. They don't have that comfort. They don't have that knowledge of the blessings that I receive. Because God is the source of the blessing. When we don't have that relationship, there's no way for Him to really move us to be thankful, to move us to do good things. Then also, those that have a relationship with God and walk away from Him, it's very stressful when you think about it. God's point is that it is so bad in God's mind, in God's heart, in God's intent, that for us to give up that which we have chosen to serve Him, He said it'd be better if you had never been born. Think about that one. That's a lot. That's a lot to process. When I was in Texas, one of the evangelists who was speaking was talking about the prodigal son. And in a private conversation, he said, you know, I don't think really that we look at the prodigal son in the proper aspect. We look at about the son, we look at about the two boys and their difficulties and their problems and blah, 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 and this and that. But we consider the father? Do we consider the relationship of the father? Do we consider his heart, how much he wanted his sons to be good people and do the right things and do good? And then also compare it to God. What does God want for us? He wants for us to do good. He wants us to be focused. He wants us to do those things that are pleasing to Him. And when we think about it, that God has said, I'm willing to forgive you when you come back to me. I'm willing to forgive you. You come to me to begin with, I'm willing to forgive everything. I let it all go. God says too, even in when you come back to me because you have left me, I'm willing to take you back. I'm willing to put that robe on you. I'm willing to put that ring on your finger, put sandals on your feet. I'm willing to make that relationship with you again. I will forgive and forget. Now we all understand forgive and forget. How many of us are still working on that forgetting piece? I'm one of those. I'm willing to forgive, but to forget is really difficult. Not with God. God just wants us to be His children and walk with Him. He wants us to have that relationship with Him. Where are you at in that walk? Only you know where you're at in that walk. You're the only one that does. You and God. You know where you are in that walk. I'd like for you to consider just for a moment of when we, in our relationship with God, God never leaves us. We leave Him. He never leaves. Like the father and the prodigal son. The father was still there. The son is saying, you know, my life is so messed up. I'm not worthy to come back as your son. I mean, I've sinned against you, Father, and heaven. I've sinned against you. I've brought dishonor to you. And the father throws that all out. Throws it all away and says, you're my son. I'm just so thankful you're home. I'm just so thankful you're here. God feels the same way, I believe. He's just so thankful that we are with Him. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 31. I want to read one verse. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. And I'm going to read it out of the English Standard Version. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Right now you have an opportunity to say, okay, whatever the problems are in my life, whatever's been troubling me, whatever's been that changed my focus or adjusted my focus in the way that it shouldn't be, God is saying, okay, I'm offering you this time to fix that, to repair it, to renew the relationship. But he's also saying for those who are outside, I want to bring you into the family. I want to bring you so that I will have you with me forever. That I will be able to have that relationship that I desire with you. And I'm hoping that you, as my children, would desire that same relationship. I'm asking you to think about it. And think about then, too, when we're struggling, we're facing things, and we're really just beside ourselves on how to get from day to day to day. Give it to God. Give it to God. Let him handle it. Just keep the relationship. Know that he is there. He will never forsake you. Whatever the scenario, whatever you need, we are more than willing to help in whatever way that we can. Just let it know. Let us know that we stand in the same.
Onward, rejoicing,
where all shall be made new. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh brother, won't you come dwell with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land. Way down in Egypt been burning sand, Moses had started for Canaan's land. Never turn backward, always ascend onto the journey's end. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land. Footsteps of Jesus before us lead. We tread life's journey, his warnings heed. Evil allurements cannot prevail. I'm on the upward trail. Hilltops of glory. Oh brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land.
Thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you, Jeff, for those thoughts. Is there anything that we need to mention before we leave? Okay, look forward to Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and we're going to close with a word of prayer. Brother Bruce Beebe is going to lead us.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this time that we can come together as brothers and sisters, as the family of God, to sing songs of praise to your name. We thank you, Lord, for your love and grace and mercy. And especially we thank you for your beloved Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for his example that's written for us in your word. And we thank you, Lord, for his willingness to be a sacrifice for us on the cross. We are humbled, Lord, beyond measure to be called your children, to be thought of as somehow a gift. We thank you, Lord, for your consideration of us. We ask that as we go out in this next week, that we not be afraid to talk to others about your love and your grace and your mercy. And help us, Lord, to show that in our lives and to be a comfort to those around us. Help us to reach out, Lord, and show your mercy that you have shown to us. Watch over us, Lord, as we go about these things that you've set before us this week. We thank you, Lord, for all this time that we've been able to gather together. These things we pray in Christ's holy name. Amen.